Ryan Munson.
Hey, long call. Comfy left Zoom Buster. 63 Bang Z Maui. Alert. Paradise Z Burger Y Wrap. On one.
Husker Online on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, a couple commits have popped over the last week since we last spoke with Brian Munson of Husker Online, who joins us now on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline. Munson, hello. Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm good. You gave me a heart attack. I was sitting here thinking, it's Friday. I'm not talking to my boy yet. And
yeah.
I said, my weekend literally begins the minute I start talking to you. So that's
wow.
that's the importance of you on my Friday, man.
Many people view us like a grill just waiting to have hamburgers put on it.
Or a flat top with fajita meat, man. I'm down for that stuff. That's cool. Like any type of, just get me out from behind this desk and give me back my time. That's basically the way that I look at it.
Yeah, we apologize. We ran a couple minutes late because I was waxing poetic about turnover margins and how bad Nebraska was last year and how good they aim to be this year, which is a lofty expectation.
Well, I mean, they've got a lot of room to work with.
They do.
That's the good part. I mean, if you're continuing to not do well in that area, you've hit bedrock and you continue to dig.
Yeah, yeah. It was about as bad as it could get last year, I think. But there's always that thing in the back of your head, like,
hold our breath. Hold my beer.
on to the commitments here. So these were during last weekend in Bryson Hayes and Jackson Carpenter. I guess give us the quick synopsis on those two guys and how it all came together.
Yeah, so Jackson committed, went public with it on Saturday. We kind of had the heads up a little bit beforehand that this was all going to go down and happen, but he had actually gotten, I think, the heads up that Bryson was in and was just waiting to go ahead and announce his commitment till Sunday. So I think that this is a really interesting pair of wide receivers for Nebraska to add. So number one, that their straight line 100 meter speed is nearly identical. Jackson Carpenter is a 10.68 guy. He just literally ran that in his last track meet of not just of his junior year, but of his career, because he literally ended up tweaking a hamstring in another heat right after that in a relay race, and just said, you know what, my future is in football, and I need to get to work. And so he has hung up the spikes, and he is he's working out now, but trying to rehabilitate that hamstring a little bit. So 10.68 Jackson, 10.69 Bryson. Bryson, what's interesting about him is that he's got a verified max speed of 21.3 miles an hour. So the dude can just straight up fly. And you know, he's a 4.3, low 4.4 guy. Jackson's a 4.4 guy. Jackson's got this 39-inch vertical to kind of go along with his 100-meter time. He's a little bit taller than Bryson, so Jackson, the kind of the tail of the tape is that Jackson's like 6'2", 185, 190-ish, maybe pushing 195. And Bryson's a little, 6 foot, 170-ish. But like I said, speed the same. They're going to be used a little bit differently. And this is the part here where I think people need to kind of understand that. You know, Jackson's going to have some ability to go play the Z. He's going to play the X. He's going to play on the line. He's going to play off the line. They're going to put him in motion. They're going to find different ways to kind of get him the football and create some mismatches and get him in motion and basically let him kind of run out of that and get the route going very, very early at a speed. Bryson, on the other hand, I think he can do, that motion movement as a Z. I think he's really primarily going to be looked at, to kind of be a slot guy. I think that he's also the kind of guy that, you can kind of envision a lot of end arounds. You can kind of see him, working a lot of tight space, slip screen, jailbreak screen type stuff. And then you can uncork one. Obviously, he's got that speed. And I love Jackson's ability as a 50-50 with that vertical. So really nice combination of guys. I know Nebraska fans waited about 8 months since Connor Booth decided to go ahead and jump in the class for these two to jump in. And I think that, like I said, in Three and Out, man, everybody needs to kind of just get their seatbelt ready. Because I think over the next, you know, until at least the middle of July, things are going to be happening, you know, quite a bit, you know, over the coming weeks, particularly with the big ones starting off next weekend.
Yeah, so we're seeing, I agree with you, as we've talked about, it's going to start heating up here pretty soon. As you look at Nebraska's class right now, you know, there's what, five commits in it right now, and four of them are from the state of Nebraska and the other one's from Kansas. And I was sort of thinking, and I always talk about numbers all the time and scholarship counts and stuff like that. It feels like to me that maybe Nebraska is not, in part reason because they trust their evaluations, but another part reason because they're not particularly worried about scholarship numbers at this point, to a certain extent, where they can go ahead and, you know, accept commitments from maybe fringe type guys earlier in the cycle, get them in the boat, and then kind of go from there. Like, I just wonder generally how much it's helped those type of players, whether they're from the state of Nebraska or elsewhere, and they can claim their spots early.
Well, I think it comes down to how Nebraska feels like they have to go about doing their business on a continual basis. Yes. Would I consider Jackson and Bryson Hayes to be regional recruits? Absolutely. I mean, look at who the final two basically were for each one of those guys, with Kansas and Nebraska. I mean, I guess with Kansas State a little bit with Bryson Hayes, but you know, Jackson was getting some sniffs from some other schools, Wyoming, Oklahoma State, you know, Iowa State, you know, on and on and on. All regional schools. When we talked last year, you know, when we were sitting here talking about Carter Nelson, and we all kind of had this feeling that there was something special about him. And then one February, he gets like Alabama, Georgia, Texas. And it's just like, okay, you have gone straight from, you know, standing here in the region to into orbit. And Grant Bricks was very much the same too. He was a guy that was a very dialed down, you know, kind of thing. The recruiting stuff's going to happen, you know, and I kind of already got this kind of thing figured out. And then Notre Dame offered, and the lid just blew off of him. So I think Nebraska, well, and you have to consider too, I mean, Nebraska wants to have success like what KU is having on the football field. When we talk about Jackson, when we talk about, you know, Bryson jumping into the class, the team that's really impacted the most, you know, isn't the team that got the two commitments. It's Leipold. Leipold now has to go back and expand where he is at, you know, when it comes to, you know, offering a few more guys. Kansas State, same thing. Kansas and Kansas State, despite their relative success against Nebraska, can't keep players in Kansas. That's a huge problem for them.
Yeah.
Especially after they had such a great haul, particularly in Manhattan a couple years back. So, I think Nebraska fans, you know, they want to get a Cortez Mills or an Emmanuel Choice or, you know, somebody like that to kind of join the class. It totally makes sense. And I think that people want to have this kind of wave of success still kind of, you know, trying to figure out where it's going to start and what it's going to kind of deliver when it comes to Dylan Raiola being on the roster, being a five-star quarterback last year that Nebraska couldn't capitalize on because it was so late. So I get some of that kind of thought and that frustration. I'm telling you, athletically, if you had to put Bryson and Jackson out there and let them compete against some guys, they're going to compare very, very well just because of their speed, their skill. You know, Jackson's size. I mean, you look at the offer last night, even like to Tanner Church. Tanner Church is almost like a Jackson Carpenter clone. I mean, that's a 4.3 guy that's running like low 10.9s. I mean, I think that Nebraska is getting guys that fit their profile, and then they're still trying to find ways to kind of work out from the regional to the national guys. I mentioned it this morning. I think offensive tackles and wide receivers, they're on a little bit different of a schedule to trimming list, top list, final list, down to commitment. And I just don't think it's Nebraska's quite up to speed there in that area.
Well, and then there's a group of in-state guys who probably aren't looked at in the same light as the other two that we just mentioned there, or a couple in the class that we've already mentioned. And you wrote about them a little bit today for Tunnel Talk, whether it's Christian Jones or Chase Lofton or Ryman Ziebert. You know, those guys seem to be on a little bit of a different plane. How do you feel about those guys? And you could throw Pierce Mooberry into that same conversation.
I think for the first time ever, I would say things are better than 50-50 with all of the guys that Nebraska's offered in-state in the 2025 class. And you and I think we've talked about it. I haven't felt good about, you know, things, you know, with Jones, with Zebert, or even with Lofton for a while. I just felt like the schools that were coming out of the woodwork, number one, were, you know, directly trying to challenge, you know, Nebraska to kind of keep everybody home. The visits that each one of them were taking, I mean, Lofton had canceled a visit April 1st, finally got back that following Saturday. Jones hadn't been in Nebraska since Thanksgiving, and he showed up last Saturday. You know, Zebert was there in January, but he makes a couple other trips. His offers and his stock has kind of continued to soar. And it just hasn't like been that he had really connected with Nebraska until last weekend when, you know, he sat down with Coach Rhule and really had a heart to heart about stuff. So I think finally that Nebraska, you know, they're obviously doing a bang up job between, you know, Connor and Terry and obviously Jackson and Vermoss, and they want to keep those guys home. Like that is definitely important to them. And the other guys, like you say, like a little bit of a plane higher, you know, they're rated a little bit higher. They've got more of a national kind of feel to them. But I feel like finally Nebraska is in a good place with all of those guys and could potentially lock down the border this year. So that's a really good feeling. It's going to be interesting. Like I said, it's still going to be uncomfortable. I expect Christian Jones to take multiple, all five official visits or more, you know, to schools that are going to maybe make Nebraska feel like they're a little bit at risk right now. So just got to kind of buckle up with him. I think Mooberry is the closest out of the next four guys that we just kind of talked about. And I think, like I said, I think things are in way better shape with Zebert and Lofton than they ever were.
What do they have? Is everything kind of visits wise on hold at the moment prior to the spring game? Or I guess what are the next, you know, 8, 7, 8, 9, 10 days here look like?
Yeah, you get Broderick Scholl in tomorrow, and that's a really pretty critical guy to host. I mean, we had Chad Simmons from On3 was out there on the road, and he stopped in to see the Bixby, Oklahoma offensive tackle. He's a big dude. He's like 6'6", 280, you know, good-sized guy. He's got SEC offers, Big 12 offers. Everybody's trying to get in to kind of take a visit. This is a big visit for Nebraska this weekend because we have kind of quietly seen a lot of tackles, you know, not include Nebraska on their official visit plans. Bob Aloha, the guy from over in Iowa, and the last name is escaping me at the moment, but Scholl and Lang are two guys that I think Jack Lang are two guys that I think Nebraska has got to have kind of circled right now about being kind of those top flight offensive tackles that they really have a chance to kind of go ahead and get. Scholl coming in for an unofficial this weekend, is a big deal. You also get Ren Brown from Stanton, Nebraska, to come in next Tuesday. Now, I know this is not a guy that plays 11-man football. I've seen this guy in person. He is a massive human being. He's grown up very, very quickly. You know, he's 6'5", 6'6", 290-ish. And he just picked up an offer from Oregon State last night. So there's some things that are happening over the coming days leading up to what I would consider to be the second largest official visit weekend that we can kind of expect, you know, before July.
Brian Munson, HuskerOnline.com. Okay, now, Munson, you can start to enjoy your weekend. Appreciate the time as always, my friend. See you later.
I'm loosing the tie, buddy. All right. Be good.
Brian Munson of HuskerOnline.com. He said, now, Daniel commented in, he said, it begins when he starts talking to us.
That's what he said.
Not when he's done. So that means he's already checked out while he's talking to us.
You could tell. That guy was not dialed in.
We want people to have their guard down a little bit.
That's right. You know? That's when you get them to say something.
That's when you get them. So we'll see if we could pull off the same thing with Brian Christopherson of Husker 24/7. He joins us on the other side on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.